Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah!
Was you going to say something else?
No, I was just trailing off with a little laugh.
Oh. I've got something I want to say to him.
Go on then.
Tay.
Yeah, this is the song that Gifton was just listening to before we started recording. It's by, what is it?
Mel and Kim.
Yeah, some 80s one-hit wonder duo. That I do not recognise at all. Yet I recognise the name Mel and Kim.
I think you might be thinking of Mel and Sue.
I think that is what I'm thinking of because I just said the name Sue.
It's late lunch. It's rawr, and it's meow. Do you remember that?
No.
They had a show on Channel 4 called Late Lunch and they had this advert for it. There's like, it's late lunch. It's, and then they do other like weird sounds.
No, I don't remember that.
And it was like, it's rawr, and it's meow. Like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I know. I mean, it's Mel.
Mel and Sue have done, they were like the female Ant and Dick, just not that funny. They've done loads of stuff. The last thing they did was like Bake Off, I think. So they're still going.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what I know them from.
Yeah, no, fuck them. Buffy!
Buffy!
The Vampire Slayer. Ooh, she gets there on a prayer. She fights the nasty things. She, does her kicks and spins. Then she sticks him with a bit of wood. Just right where she knows she should. In their heart, baby.
Nice. That's the alternate theme on the DVD.
Yeah. Buffy after shoot one, it was like, Joss, I have an idea for the theme song. It goes like this, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's like, okay, I'm going to humor you because I need you to work 18 more hours. Yeah, what are we fucking talking about today? What episodes?
We're bloody talking about episodes 4, 5, and 6 of season 2.
Inca Mummy Girl, Reptile Boy, and Halloween.
Yes.
So Inca Mummy Girl and Reptile Boy are two episodes a bit like those, that one or two in season 1 that I didn't have on tape. So I didn't used to watch them on repeat. So they're the two in this season that I know the least of. And watching them back, I was like, I probably wouldn't have watched these ones that much.
I really liked Inca Mummy Girl.
I think they're both good episodes, but they don't have the Buffy kind of vibe that I like.
Right.
I like the vibe that was in School Hard, the last episode that we talked about in last week's episode. Just Buffy fighting vampires, doing shit. Buffy didn't really do a lot in these episodes, I think. But they're really good for character arcs.
Yeah, I quite liked the character. I thought the villain was very interesting in Inca Mummy Girl.
Yeah. If she was a villain at all.
Well, exactly.
Mm. The trio at the fucking, not the zoo, although it's probably the same set.
Probably.
Like, hey, you remember when there were hyenas here? And then Zan was like, shh.
Shh, we don't talk about that.
No, we're talking about Incas today. Buffy's like, what's an Inca? Like, nothing wants to Inca with you. Yeah, Buffy's like, ugh, exchange students, am I right?
Ugh, foreigners, huh? Let's all dress in their stereotypes later.
Oh, God, that was not good.
Anyway, yeah, no, it's an unfortunate thing in this episode that it's, I mean, it wouldn't be made now.
Yeah.
But, like...
The 90s wouldn't be made now.
Well, no.
But, yeah, they're at a museum, like a school day out.
Yes, and a museum of South America.
Yeah, and there's Rodney! He's a bad student doing bad things. I don't know. He's like chiseling a mask or something.
He's like shaving it.
I don't know.
He's like chipping away at the paint on a mask, but it really looks like he's just giving it like a barber's shave.
But yeah, Zan just like, oh, there's Rodney. He's been doing bad things, but he used to bully me in school. And Willow's like, I'll go talk to him.
Yeah, Willow is all friendly with him for some reason.
We both do science, and science guys... What rhymes with guys? Fries. Pies. Science guys eat pies.
So Willow goes and connects with one of the villains on a science level she did in the last episode.
Rodney, do you want a slice of my humble pie? He's like, oh, Willow, you and your science jokes. But yeah, they go through to like the Inca Mummy exhibit. Because an Inca Mummy's been brought from like a tomb in South America that they found.
Yes. And
no, that's a lie, because she's been on tour, we find out. So it's an exhibit that was found, but it's been at different places around the world, and now it's in Sunnydale.
Right.
Yeah. So they're like, ooh, look, she's dead.
Where they lack proper security measures for their exhibits.
Yes, yeah, so they just have a guy with some bubble gum who stands there going, hmm.
Yeah. Mummy holding a precious plate that's like one of those like coconut shy stalls. It's like, smash the plate for a prize.
Yeah, they look at her and they're like, oh, she's all like mummified. She's desiccated like a coconut.
Look at her husk.
And then they leave, but fucking Rodney stays behind, I guess.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know. That name, and I was like, that's the name I want to say, so.
Rodney Danger Mouse. And he's trying to pry the plate from her hands because he wants to look at it closer, I guess.
Yeah, or he just wants to steal it because he's Dangerfield.
Maybe he just wants to lick it and then put it back.
Yeah.
Like a bad boy at a donut store. It fucking grabs it and he breaks it. It's like, fuck, I broke the plate.
Fuck, I broke the fucking plate. Oh, shit.
What am I going to eat my dinner off now?
Oh, fuck, I'm being strangled.
Fucking hell, it's just prying it off with her cold, dead hands. But yeah, we fucking see him getting grappled by mummy hands.
Yeah.
And then title sequence.
There we go. That's the more mainstream intro music.
Buffy, she's in a tomb, but there's a cat that jumps out of a box. Willow, she sits at a computer. And Xander, he looks like a fox. Look, there's Angel looking moody. And now we switch to Cordy. She's doing a dance. And now it's Giles in pants.
I want to play that over the video of the intro sequence and see how well you got it to line up.
Very fucking well. I could name almost every clip in that thing, I think. I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, so we back to school and there's another dance happening.
Yeah, but it's like, Giles, I want to go to the dance.
Giles, I want to go to the dance.
Giles, I want to go to the dance. He's like, Buffy, take my balls out of your mouth. Say that again. I'm like, sorry.
Now put Giles. Them back in.
In, out, shake it all about. And then Willow turns up in the library and she's like, oh, guys, like Rodney never came back from the school trip yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, when did I last see him?
Not Rodney.
Not Rodney Dangerfield.
Is he in danger?
Is he in a field?
With a mouse?
Is he with a field mouse? Is Rodney in
danger? You know Rodney.
Rodney in his danger and his field mousing. But they're like, oh, when was the last time you saw Rodney? And they're like, at the exhibit. And then we'll give each other like spooky looks. I'm like, you've jumped to one hell of a conclusion.
But yeah, but I'm glad they start jumping to these kinds of conclusions because it was getting tiresome, man, to like wait a whole fucking episode to deduce what.
I mean,
like,
anything could have happened. He could have gone into the toilet, shot up some heroin and overdosed, and that's how he died.
Yeah, he could have. But what's more, I would say it's more likely that something spooky has happened
they
given this place's track record. Exactly.
Hell or if it's. Anyway.
Ooh, stingy.
So, yeah, they go back to the Inca Mummy exhibit. Like, Rodney.
Yeah, they have a little look around. And then
Willow's like, Giles, how advanced were the Incas? He's like, oh, very. They invented hippopotamuses. She's like, did they have orthodontists? What did she say? Orthodontics, that's it.
Did they have hungry, hungry hippos?
Yeah, did they have that? Did they have pop-up pirate?
Oh my god, pop-up pirate.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Wow.
But yeah, they fucking see that the mummy has... Right, so I didn't realise until I saw it this time. I always thought that the Inca mummy had sucked Rodney's life so hard that she'd like sucked off his braces onto her own teeth. That's what I always thought it was, but now I understood that the mummy that was there was Rodney.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it makes so much more sense than my thing. But yeah, the mummy and the thing has braces on, and Rodney had braces. So they're like, fuck, it's Rodney.
Yeah, so they're like, oh my God, Rodney Dangerfield has dangered his last field. They go and pick up Buffy's exchange student.
It's like, Giles, fuck, in Potter. And Josh is like, what? Like, my foreign exchange student.
Yeah, is it? What is it, her name?
Impala.
Because I kept saying, writing Impala, which I'm pretty sure is an animal.
It is, but it's also a famous car. Anyway, we cut to bus station. Bus station extravaganza. So many buses.
Yeah.
Impala's there. And you hit Impala. Impala. And he's like, hey, who's calling my name? And then fucking, he comes around the corner, but fucking Inca Mummy Girl.
Oh, it's Inca Mummy Girl. Oh, she's going to suck on my face.
Oh, that's a spicy mid-bar. But she fucking sucks the life out of him and sexily puts on his outfit. So when Buffy and co arrive to pick him up 40 minutes late, I might add.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, Impala. And then sexy Impala comes around the corner.
Yeah.
She looks like sort of like a 1930s like movie archaeologist.
You know? That's really specific, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
And Xander's like, whoa, this girl is beautiful, I thought. Mm. Like, stunningly good looking. And Xander's just like, I was going to say yoink, that's what you say when you steal something.
Zoinks.
Zoinks. Boing, I guess.
That's, that's just a sound effect we hear as soon as he lays eyes on her. Boing.
So they all go home, and Buffy's like, this is the house, this is the thing that does stuff. Come sleep in my room. Sleep in my bed. Sleep on top of me.
This is how we do things in America.
This is how we do things in America. You sleep on top of me in America. We can have fun in America. What's the next line to that? I think it's, things are all right in America if you are white in America.
Is that what the actual line is?
Yeah. So maybe Buffy says, things are right in America. And then Inca Mummy goes, if you are right in America. And Buffy goes, shut up.
You don't talk.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So they get her to translate some of the broken plate.
Yeah.
And she translates the word bodyguard.
So she's like, oh, this bit says to bodyguard and stuff. And Giles is like, thank you, Impala. And Xander's like, hey, Impala, do you want to come and eat a Twinkie with me? And she's like, sure, Xander, take me anywhere.
Show me how much Twinkie you can put in your mouth.
Yeah, and then show me how much you can put in me. And we can compare. I think 2 Twinkies will be enough.
Can only handle so much cream.
If I sneeze, it'll come squirting out like I just sat on a donut. Zana takes her to the bleachers and they eat a Twinkie and she's like, oh, Santa, you're so funny.
I love Twinkie.
I love Twinkie. I love Twink. You Twink? And he's like, and then fucking bodyguard shows up.
Yeah, with his sword.
Yeah. And Impala's like, oh, I got the urge to sing right now, but I can't hit Whitney's nuts.
And I have a mouthful of Twinkie.
Yeah. Okay, the bodyguard goes to attack Xander and he looks at Impala. He's like, you! And then he disappears. He falls off the bleachers and dies. And Xander's like, oh, I took care of that problem.
Yeah, I mean, what does he do? Does he just sort of scuttle off?
I think
defeated?
So. I think he scarpers.
Yeah.
Because he, the night before, he was like spying on Buffy and her from outside the house.
Mm.
Like a spooky man.
Yeah, it's like a spooky man.
That's it. This man fucking plays Billy Black in the Twilight films. I knew I recognised him from somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Billy Black. Or Billy Bush. Oh,
yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, in the library, Impala's like, oh, the seal must be destroyed.
You need to break the seal.
And
quickly.
Yeah.
Now.
Quickly. Hand me a commode.
She actually does go to the bathroom, though, not long after this.
She does, and that's where the bodyguard attacks again. And then she says, no, please. Because the whole thing is that the Inca princess was sacrificed to, like, prevent disease or something like that. And then the bodyguard appears and she's like, no, please, I don't want to die. It was not my fault. I didn't choose
this.
I was
innocent.
Yeah, and he's like, it doesn't matter.
The lives you take to stay alive are innocent.
And I am sworn to make sure you stay dead.
So fuck you.
Yeah, she's like, no, fuck you. He's like, fuck me?
I mean, I've got a guy waiting just outside, but if you're quick.
And she's like, oh. And then so he goes to lunge at her and she fucking does a little trickery move and then gives him a kiss.
Yeah. Bangs the life out of him.
Yeah.
Blee.
Jeebies. Anyway, so she comes out of the bathroom. She's like, oh, sorry. I had a large breakfast. And then...
Santa catches a glimpse of like the desiccated corpse on the floor. It's like, wow, you did.
It's a special Incan thing. Our sphincters are shaped like the molds of waxwork dummies. So we pull, and this is what they come out like. Mm. Sometimes if you have over Christmas, we end up with many family size worth of poos, and we arrange them and take photographs. And
we arrange them all along the side of one long table, like the Last Supper.
The smell is horrific, but we laugh, and then we cry. Anyways, Andrew, it's your job, says to Buffy. Look, Buffy, I need to go back to the museum to look at stuff. I guess like plates. I need to look at where this plate would have come from.
Oh, yeah. So he does go back to the museum and I guess like does manage to find all the pieces of the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's going back to find the pieces of the plate. And Buffy's like, the dance is tonight, Giles.
Mm.
He's like, Buffy? Well, I think she decides to... Did she decide to go anyway? Buffy goes back home because she's not going to go to the dance. She's going to go with Giles. But she goes back home first. And then Giles, like, discovers something on the plate that is, like, the bodyguard isn't a bodyguard to stop people from attacking the mummy. It's to stop the mummy from attacking other people.
So yeah.
So he goes to Buffy's.
She goes around to Buffy's house, and meanwhile, Buffy has discovered a pair of, like, I don't know, Batman Y fronts in...
So she's already a bit suspicious. And then Giles, he says something that triggers Buffy's finger. She's like Impada. So they go and open their trunk and they find a dead body inside.
Yeah, and they're like, ruh-roh.
And Buffy's like, how did I not smell this?
Apparently, I just don't smell things.
Yeah, I don't smell or sense things at all.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Slayer, Giles.
Everyone just keeps saying that. I've just gone along with it.
What's Slayer? but they're like, where's Impada? And I was like, oh, the dance or something like that. Anyway, we cut to the bronze where there's a big dance going on and everyone's dressed in culturally insensitive costumes. Inca Mami Girl's dressed in a really like... Her dress looks quite like Egyptian to me, but I don't know.
Mm.
She looks gorgeous.
She's bloody gorgeous.
Yeah, but she's kissing, about to kiss Xander, and then she's like, oh, my arm's gone all mummified.
Yeah, oh no.
So she grabs this guy called Jonathan. We don't know his name yet, but that's his name. And they go into the back, and she's like, oh, Jonathan. He's like, aren't you with Xander?
She's like, he's like, oh, Jonathan. Oh, does it look like Jonathan. I'm with Xander? Where do you think this hand's been?
But then fucking Xander appears, and Jonathan scarfers, and she's like, fuck. And then she kisses Xander.
Whose butt am I going to say I put my hand in now?
It needs to be someone who's green and made of bark, otherwise his hand makes no sense. But she kisses Andrew and almost kills him. And she's like, no, I can't. I love him.
Yeah, he said, no, Sandra, I love you.
But he gets all like, he'd anyway.
Yeah, he gets pretty fucked up.
And so Willow and Buffy arrive. Like, Sandra, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, just like the best kiss of my life.
She like, sucked my dick out through my mouth.
Oh god, the visual, fucking hell. And then they're like, oh, where would she have gone? That's because if Giles puts the plate back together, then Impada goes back to being a mummy. Giles is on the verge of doing it, so they figured that out.
That breaking the plate was what released her, so put it back together, she's trapped again.
So they head hightail it to the fucking museum, but Giles is getting attacked by Impada. And then Buffy and Willow appear. She kicks Buffy's ass pretty quick. But anyway, she goes to suck the life out of Willow, and Xander's like, no, choose me instead. And she's like, but I like ginger girls. And he's like, I can be a ginger girl. And then she goes to do it, but then she fucking gets desiccated more.
Yeah.
And Buffy rips her off Xander while her arms are still attached to him. And he's like,
ew.
Anyway, fucking at the end, her and she's like, Xander, don't worry, you will like someone who's not a demon or a praying mantis. Well, at one point, he's like, yeah,
I'm sure.
And that's the fucking end.
Yeah. I quite like the episode.
It was good.
Yeah.
Enough.
It was just fine.
Just like this podcast. Anyway, yeah. Fucking hell. Reptile Boy.
Reptile Boy. Yeah.
So the girl, so it was to get like a of a mansion, and then a girl like runs through a glass window and jumps over a very high balcony.
She's fucking parkour, man.
I was like, adrenaline can do wonderful things, I guess. Everyone's a slayer when they're in danger. And she fucking is trying to run away from this house, away from these like hooded figures.
Yeah, there's some spooky cult trying to cult her.
Yes.
Right in the cult.
Oh, God. That's what you call it when it's goopy. Anyway. And they trap her in a cemetery.
Yeah.
And then they take her back, screaming to the thing. And I was like, oh, she almost got away, but she didn't.
Mm.
Anyway, they go to the library and Buffy and Giles talk about stuff, I think.
Oh, that sounds like a scene.
Yeah.
Probably.
She's like, Buffy, you need to be training right now. She's like, Giles, but there's a dance.
Ah, yes.
But Buffy, killing vampires is more important than fraternizing on fornication. He's like, but is it, Giles?
Never seen you fraternize or fornicate.
Like, well, you haven't seen me on a Saturday night. When I go to my local fisherman's club. I don't have a fake moustache and wear a yellow raincoat and I'm the belle of the ball. I'm very popular, Buffy.
You should see the way they fornicate in front of us.
They call me Frederick the Fornicator. And it's the only time I've had real friends, Buffy.
Frederick the Friendly Fornicator.
I have a theme tune and everything. He goes, Frederick the Friendly Fornicator. That was a fucking Budgie the Helicopter theme. Do you remember that?
No.
It's like Budgie the Little Helicopter. It was like a fleet of talking helicopters.
I've
created by the Duchess of York, funny enough.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, this is relatable.
Oh my god, fucking hell. But Buffy's like hanging out after school. Because didn't she say to Angel, like, yeah, she was like, look, like, what happens? Something about a date, right?
There's talk of like dates and what types of thing a date could be, and then she's like, you go for coffee, which is not a real date, that's just like a friend drink.
Yeah.
And then Angel suggests that in a graveyard, and
something like she says to him we should go on a date, and Angel's like, I don't date, that's things to do in the sunlight. So Buffy's like, ugh. So we're like, when she's at school after this, college guys drop by, one of them's kind of like dating Cordelia. And then everyone's like, who's your friend? She's not my friend. And it's like, you should ask her to come to the party. And he's like, oh, yeah, we're like sisters, blah, blah, blah. So then he goes over and chats like Buffy. Buffy's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah.
Oh, I'll come to your fucking party.
All right, Tom.
Yeah, because it's Tom and Richard, right? It's the most 90s hair you've ever seen.
Yeah,
like, real 90s quaff.
Real 90s looking dudes.
Yeah. Partly the next night. So Buffy goes out patrolling that night and she bumps into Angel again. They talk and then she finds the girl's bracelet from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. And Angel's like, I can smell what's on that. The fluids.
Yeah. I can smell the secretions.
Mm.
And Buffy's like, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
I had nothing to use, so I just thought I'd walk around with a pint glass in my underwear. but obviously he's not very receptive in the classical sense. And I guess it's made its way to your very vampire astute nostrils. And I apologize, and I should go home now.
Also, I'm on my way to a frat party, you see. Yeah. It's going to go in the middle of the table, and then the loser of the Ring of Fire has got to down it.
I think that's the most rank thing you've ever said. Oh, God. Fucking hell. Yeah, so Cordelia's like, Buffy needs to come to this party, because otherwise the college guys won't like me, and that's all that I want in life. Because he's like the guy Richard, he's like the son of the Richards. They do like Richard's cream and Richard's cars and Richard's fucking vasectomy clinic. They're rich and I can be rich and I can be like the Jackie O of the Richards. And Buffy's like, fine, fine, fine.
Fine. So she lies to Giles and it's all like, Buffy, you lied to Joe.
Yeah, he's like, you need to patrol, Buffy, if this bracelet's been found in a graveyard.
She calls in sick.
Yeah, she's like... got the black lung.
So, oh dear, Buffy, well, if you have the black lung, I say, want to clear that up right away.
So fucking Buffy gets ready and goes to the party, because he was like, Buffy, don't do this and don't do that and don't fucking embarrass me.
Buffy's like, all right, yeah,
now let's go get drunk, oh my god. And they run into the party and someone offers them a drink straight away, and Buffy's like, no, I can't.
Yeah,
like, oh god, you're there, you might as well.
Yeah,
but yeah, she ends up getting offered a drink by Tom. Not our Tom, the Tom in the show.
I don't remember offering her a drink.
Yes.
But it's not to say I didn't. My memories of that night are hazy, and I will not answer any more questions.
Everyone's acting like a fucking douche, and Xander decided to tag along because he thinks something fishy's going on.
Yeah, he climbs in through the window.
Yeah. But yeah, Buffy gets offered a drink by Tom, and it turns out the drink was spiked. Because she was acting really drunk. And I was
spiked
like,
as in it had a thing in it, not as in it was the blonde vampire.
Yeah, he didn't put his dick in her mouth and say, drink this.
I think I've been spiked.
You know, I bent over, I felt a rush of wind, and I was like, you know what, I think I've been spiked. But yeah, because she gets drunk straight away, and I was like, you've had one fucking drink. But then when she started like stumbling up the stairs, I was like, oh, the drink was spiked. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes and falls asleep in a room, and then Richard goes in there to like, it seems to rape her, and Tom comes across and he's like, no, you don't touch her. They're all for the master.
Yeah, they're for the one we serve.
Yeah. And he's like, get the other one, and let's get this party boat on the road or the riverbank or whatever. Yeah, we do.
Boats don't go on roads, Tom. Yeah. Put yourself together.
But you see Cordelia like passed out next to the bed.
Yeah.
I was like, surely Buffy would have seen her when she went in there.
Yeah, and also it's real convenient that they both happened to wander into the same room to pass out.
Yeah.
So Willow and Giles, meanwhile, discover the identity of the missing girl.
Yeah.
By Willow searching up like missing people in the area.
Missingbitches.com. I'm sorry.
I'm just like, how do they distinguish one missing person being relevant to what
that's
they're
it,
doing
no,
right now?
The thing, she's like, because the bracelet has half of a word on it. So they're trying to type in words into this search engine for what the word could be. And then it's like ENT, and they're thinking, okay, rent.
Oh, yeah.
Bent, 10. And then Willow's like, Kent. Kent!
So like, I was like, what'd you call me?
Sorry, I was trying to call you a South African vagina. But yeah, she's like, oh, she's part of the Delta Kappa Kent or Kent University or whatever it is. And they all get this bracelet as part of this sorority. So when she looks like that sorority, and then she finds their missing girl that way. And I was like, good detective work.
Right.
Willow Holmes.
So are there all the missing girls that she looks up from that sorority then?
Yeah, or they find that a year before that, around the same time, other girls from that sorority have gone missing or something.
Right, okay.
So I was just like, every year, that's...
Because I was thinking there's got to be like 100 missing persons reports a month listed in that place.
I think it was girls in that age bracket and...
From that sorority.
And it would happen like every year for a little while. So I was just like...
So
Xander gets found out pretty quick and he gets hazed. He dresses him up like a sexy girl.
Yeah, and apparently someone gets some enjoyment out of that.
Yeah. I don't know who.
No.
I guess the gay one. But yeah, Buffy wakes up and she's in a dungeon with Cordelia. She's like, oh, fuck.
Not again.
Not again, Cordelia.
Been kidnapped again, Cordelia.
And then the other girl is there with them and she's like, don't bother screaming, blah, blah, blah. Something, something.
They make you put the lotion on your skin.
You should have said they make you put the lotion in the basket, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
You can repeat it again if you want.
Don't nah, no, nah, I won't. Oh.
Shall I say it instead?
No.
I just see your seething look across the room. That was my joke. Oh, God. But yeah, they start the ritual and stuff, and then Buffy's like, because the girl's like, oh, they're going to feed you to him. And then Buffy's like, to who? And then
to Snake Man.
Yeah. Snake Man.
Snake Man.
What's his theme tune? Snake Man. Ooh. In his reptile skin.
I like the idea that he pops out of the well on that. Ooh.
Like a snake charmer's flute.
Yeah.
Anyway, he fucking pops out and Buffy's like, oh,
it's welcome to Dick, man. Willow, Giles and Angel have arrived to the Angel. Frat house, and I guess Angel must get caught up in Xander's sneaky invitation because he just busts his way into a home.
That's such a good point.
Mm.
That's such a good point. I didn't think of that. Yeah, he just goes in, didn't he?
Yeah.
And like none of the others invite him in or anything. Once
no, inside. So Xander goes to the door in a robe,
yeah,
and is all like, "Yeah, I missed the thing. I got stuck outside. Let me in." And the guy opens the door and goes like, "Get in" or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Angel and Giles, or Angel and whoever, Angel and Giles, Xander goes in, and Angel and Giles just bust in behind him.
That's yeah.
Mm.
Alas.
So
they go pium pium.
Yeah,
pew.
They go down to the dungeon and like.
Buffy's broken free.
Buffy's broken free and chop the snake to bits with a sword, and then the others get there and they're like, we're important to the story.
Yeah, they're like, escort the others out to the police station, I guess.
Yeah.
So we get to the next day and Xander's reading out all the like dads of the people, all their companies have like gone under since the snake died and stuff. And I quite liked that. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because the snake was like...
It's like a good luck. They used to sacrifice girls to him to keep their prosperity.
Keep their fortunes up, yeah.
Yeah, and the guys have been sentenced to like 25 to life or whatever. And I was like, what court case was put before, like, what? They were sacrificing the girls for snake demon? Like...
Yeah, textbook case.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end, Angel asks Buffy out at the Bronze. And she's like, I have to check my diary or something like that. I'll let you know. And then she walks off and smiles to herself.
Yeah.
That's the end. And I was like, oh, look at you, Buffy.
Oh, look at you. Hey, yeah.
And you're playing it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not cool, though.
No. I don't like her haircut either.
Neither does Cordelia.
Yeah. Then we fucking rip roar into Halloween.
Halloween. Mr. Potter.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I loved this episode.
I thought it was really good.
This episode was great. It might be my favourite one so far.
Yeah, I really liked this one. So this was the first one back on BBC Two after like their like year-long break.
Was it?
Yeah, so I used to watch this one a lot. Yeah. Yeah, but Buffy fights a vampire in a pumpkin patch. And another vampire is recording the whole thing on a camcorder.
Yeah.
So he can give it to Spike. He can analyze her fighting style.
Oh, yeah. So he knows how best to spike her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, she bends over sideways on Tuesdays. Okay. Yeah, Angel is chatting to Cordelia at the Bronze, and Buffy shows up after fighting the vampire for their date.
Oh, yeah.
And she sees him talking to her and laughing. I mean, she turns around and walks off, and I was like, you're jumping to many conclusions right now.
Yeah. Also, you know what Cordelia is like.
Yeah.
But she's all self-conscious and worried about her hair having shit in it from fighting the vampire.
She's like, I can't help it. When something dies, it releases its bowels.
It wasn't my fault I had my head in its ass.
Yeah. I was trying to stake him from the inside. But yeah, she's like, I'm going to go home. And Angel's like, but Buffett?
Yeah, she's like, dates are for normal girls who think about nail polish and facials.
God, you can tell a man wrote this. Like, that's what girls like, right?
I just thought the facials was funny.
Lipstick, facials, and nail polish. What else? Tampons. Four words is too much for this sentence. Save it for the next episode. But I need another two. Okay, tampons, crying, and diaries. Snyder is at school and he's like tricking people in. No, he's making people sign up to like this program where...
Yeah, like trick or treat helper program.
Yeah.
There's some kids that need a chaperone, I guess. To
kids from where? The orphanage? Like, yeah. Why are their parents doing it? It was so weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he gets like the trio to sign up.
It's although, like, to be fair, if a local school was like, right, not that I have kids, but I imagine if I had kids, I would want to spend as little time with them as possible. So. So, you know, if a local school was running that kind of initiative, I'd be like, yeah, you fucking take them.
I suppose I would as well, to be fair. Mm. No, but you know what? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust a fucking high schooler to take my kids out for the evening.
I think not in London. Not if I was in London, but if I was out in a little village like there.
Oh, maybe
in...
it'd be different kind of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And Xander, like, starts a fight with a guy who comes up a few times in this show. He's just like a bully guy.
Typical, like... jock meathead
yeah,
bully type guy.
His name in real life Steven. I know is Larry Bagby the Third. Yeah.
I say Bagby.
Yeah, but I can't remember his name in the show, but let's just call him like Larry. But he goes to beat up Xander and then Buffy like saves Xander.
Yeah.
So I was like, Buffy, you just emasculated me in front of everyone.
In front of Bagby.
Yeah. Bagby the Third even. Buffy's like, sorry. Sar.
Jazz, Sarah Zarner.
See, Zarner's all butthurt. Oh, I never say that because you say that. I say it now.
You're welcome. For all the times you have a hurt butt.
Yeah, Buffy and Willow decide to read up on Angel.
Yeah, to sneak a look at the Watcher diaries that they're forbidden to read. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I thought the exact
why
same.
Surely they should be encouraged to read that shit.
Yeah, Buffy, that should be Buffy's homework every day, is to yeah. read the Watcher diaries.
But no, they're forbidden to read it for some reason, just so they can have a little sneaky scene, I guess.
Yeah, they steal one and they go to the bathroom to read it in secret and they see what kind of woman would have been around at like Angel's time.
Yeah.
She's like a typical like period dressing woman. Grow up. Yeah, in like the sort of like, you know, like Marie Antoinette kind of dress.
Yes.
And the big piled up hair. Just like an English noblewoman of the time. Yeah. In 1785, whenever it was.
Yeah, she had no ankles.
Just floated around like she was on a hoverboard.
Yeah, so lady chops off her ankles, don't you know?
So Cordelia comes in the bathroom. She's like, oh, something. Anyway, Buffy, you may be the slayer when it comes to killing vampires. When it comes to getting boys, I'm the slayer. Because she wants to get with Angel. Because they say to her, Angel's a vampire. And Cordelia's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she doesn't believe them. I was like, why would you not?
Yeah.
You see how pale he is. Anyway, so they go to the costume shop to get their costumes for Halloween. And then Buffy sees a dress that is like the woman in the photograph. Not photograph, in the etching. And the shopkeeper's like, oh.
She's like, oh, I'll have a bit of that, I reckon.
Yeah, but I could never afford it. So I'll tell you what, Mrs. Why don't I give you a special deal? And she's like, oh, thank you, Governor. So they all buy their costumes. Willow's going as a ghost.
Yeah.
And Xander buys like a toy gun because he's like, oh, I got the rest of my costumes from like an army surplus store or something. And then we get a cut, sort of like within the same moment, we get a cut scene to a guest later that night when the shopkeeper is doing magic in the back.
Oh, spooky backdoor magic.
Backdoor magic.
Backdoor shopkeeper magic.
Yeah. And it's like a statue and it's all glowing and stuff. And it's like, oh, spooky, spooky.
It's like, oh, pray to ancient God.
So So they get dressed up, and Buffy's got all dressed up, and she's wearing a wig that's all nice and pretty, and she looks all pretty. And she dressed Willow up all sexy and stuff. I was going to say sexy in quotation marks, but she does look sexy.
She does look very hot.
Yeah, but Willow feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So Xander arrives, and then she's like, I can't wait for Xander to see you. So Xander comes in his army fatigues, and Willow comes down and says she's got a ghost costume on. She's yeah. just a fucking white sheet. And Buffy's like, ugh.
Oh, fuck's sake, Willow. At least cut some holes in the tits.
Oh my god, fuck hell. So yes, they go trick-or-treating, right? No, they go to the school to pick up their kids.
They go to the school to pick up their kids.
I fucking forgot we had things. Yeah. I was worried about the dance and I forgot to pick up Timmy. Anyway, so they go and collect their children. And they go trick-or-treating. Yes. And I was like, oh man, American trick-or-treating looks so fun. It was never like that when I was a kid.
I think I only ever went trick-or-treating once.
I think I only have a memory of one time, so it might have been the only time I did it.
Same, yeah.
And we went to like maybe like three houses down our street and no one had shit.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, to any of our American listeners,
it's not the same here.
Halloween is almost not a thing at all over here.
It's a thing for like parties.
Yeah.
People will have Halloween dress up parties, but trick or treating is not really a thing.
Even the Halloween parties, it's mostly like a young, like a student age thing that people do. I don't know.
I've found that most years there's usually someone I know having a fancy dress Halloween party.
Really? I find people have a party on Halloween, but it's rarely fancy dress.
Oh.
I think. I've been to one that was fancy dress, like in... Like,
oh, yeah, years. I haven't been to many. But I've been aware of them happening.
I speculate they exist, Gifter.
Therefore, they do.
And then fucking we cut back to the guy at the shop. His name is Ethan Rain. And he's completing his spell. And then you see everyone's costume starts taking over them. And
yeah, people start becoming what they're dressed as.
Yeah, like the little kids dressed as demons become little demons. And they kill the grandmother. Willow turns into a ghost.
And she's like, oh, fuck.
A ghost!
Ripping out that woman's entrails and there's nothing I can do.
Yes, I can just stand here and walk through things or put things through me.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah, let me get this teaspoon. Look, ooh.
People can still see me, though.
Because Xander, he, like, turns to the side as, like, the magic breeze passes over him. When he turns back, he's going to turn into, like, an assault rifle.
Yeah, and he's a proper Willow, army yeah. guy.
And Willow's like, Xander, and he's like, who are you, madam? And he's like, Xander, blah, 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 blah. And then they see like a demon. And
you gotta speak some actual words, lady.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't. I can speak his ghost language. So woo! Yeah, woo! And boo! And blah, blah, blah. That's what ghosts say, right? Right?
Just shoots her.
Yeah. If I can't shoot you, I'm gonna find your body and shoot that. Yeah. But yeah, something happens, so he believes her. And they find Buffy, who's transformed into a noblewoman, with ridiculous hair. And I was like, why didn't it stay the same as what it was?
Yeah.
Unless she got, like, she fell over in a bale of hay, like, when she turned and then got up out of it. And it was like this. I was like, this is bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess it changed to be more, even though it doesn't necessarily look more of the time to me, but I don't know
not
what would.
All. What it should be, that she should have been wearing like a really cheap, obvious wig than before. And then when it went into this, it was like movie quality wig. So it's like,
Yeah.
I think. And like, yeah, that's enough. Anyway.
You were going to go off on a wig thing then, weren't you? You were going to wig out, as they say.
Getting wiggy with it. Anyway, hey. So, look at me. They go to Buffy's house to hide.
Yeah, and Buffy's like, ah, say, who does this house belong to?
Yeah. And why? Is there no coloured people here?
Who will bring us our refreshments?
And Cordelia shows up. And she's not turned into her costume, which was like a cat costume.
Yeah.
But like, you're not a cat? Where did you get your costume? And she was, no, they're like, did you not get your costume from blah, blah, blah shop? Or something like that. She's like, I got my costume from Party Town.
Yeah, or that's established at some point that she didn't get the costume from where they got theirs.
But yeah, Angel arrives at the house because obviously mischief is ensuing. But actually, we forgot to say because
obviously. Yeah. Clearly. It's not clear at this point. Mischief is ensuing.
Because Halloween is a quiet night on the supernatural front. It's kind of just like a holiday that all dark forces observe. Mm. Ironically, of course. But so the fact that stuff is going down on this night is like against tradition. because Spike, that's because Drusilla has a vision that stuff is going to go down on Halloween, and Spike's like, but it's Halloween.
But there's a new player in the game.
New player in the game. Mrs. Edith isn't happy about that. She's like, I haven't got enough sandwiches. Anyway, so fucking Angel arrives like, Buffy, stuff's going on. She's like, who are you, young sir? And then a vampire comes out of the closet. So him and Angel fight, and Angel vamps out and scares Buffy, and she runs off. So Willow goes to the library. She goes through the wall like, oh, spooky, spooky. And Giles is like, oh, I just shat myself. So him and Willow start talking.
Yeah.
He's like, let's sit and have a coffee, Willow, and let's talk about your predicament. It's like, I can't hold the cup, or I can't sit down on a chair.
Yeah.
So Giles and Wiggly Willow figure out that everyone got their costume from Ethan's shop.
Yeah, and Giles is like, let's go to the costume shop and figure out what I say, what ho.
Yes, they jump in Giles' car, we jump in, she sits on the roof, and they whiz there.
They whiz all the way there.
Yeah. Well, he does, she doesn't. She does, but it just goes through the car bonnet. I know, but Spike hears about Buffy being helpless. How does he hear that?
Yeah, someone says, like, Buffy will be... They don't know where Buffy is. And someone's like, oh, she'll be all right. And they're like, what, have you seen her? She's completely helpless right now. She's not herself or whatever. Yeah, and Spike's like, really?
Rubs his hands together. Gets out some Savoyan chips. Plays some Jazz and Dave.
Yeah. As good old knees up.
Yeah. So they go to the Ethan's shop, and Giles sees Ethan. He's like, Ethan.
Yeah, and Giles is like,
he's like,
you.
Hello, Ripper.
Hello, Ripper.
Yeah. And then he's like, Willow, get out of here. She's like, but. He's like, get out of here. She's like, okay. So she goes, ooh, and goes through the floor. No, she doesn't. She just runs out the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Then they have a karate death match.
Pretty much. Giles literally kicks his ass.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
Giles, you polished that ring on your finger. I feel like that was like an Anthony head, like he was like, this is going to be my thing, because he does that at other times in this show. Whenever he's being bad, Giles, he just polishes his ring.
Does he?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's a thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, he's like he's trying to get Ethan to tell him what he did, because, you know, Ethan's a bad guy and they obviously have a history together.
Yeah, and Ethan keeps calling him Ripper.
Yeah.
Which like alludes to a badass past.
Yeah. It is in this season we get another episode about their past together, which is very, very good.
Cool.
But Buffy gets attacked in an alley by Larry Bagby III, who's turned into a pirate. He's like, hello, pretty. She's like, ah, but then others come and save
no.
her.
Yeah, oh no.
A Somali pirate.
Back to the quarters with you.
But leave me your doubloons. And then fucking she gets saved by the crew. But then Spike and his crew of people who aren't vampires or actual demons, but are kids who have transformed into them, arrive.
Yes.
Like, this is peculiar, but okay. Also, yeah. If they're vampires, they should still have their like human faculties about them.
If
they've just been turned into vampires by the magic of the costume shop, they're not just going to be like mindless beasts, you know? They would be them, but just vamped out.
Yes. Maybe, but then also, like, Xander should still have his own consciousness.
That's very true.
But he's been turned into like a fictional person that he was pretending to be.
Yeah. So we end up in a warehouse. Trying to get evade.
A warehouse?
Yes.
The house with fangs and big bushy.
Oh, I turned into a very large unoccupied building on a full moon.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Don't be in me when the moon goes in.
It's like every country has like their version of like the werewolf story, and this is like Denmark's. Like. Yeah. Oh god, so Spike and the like his cronies managed to break in, they kind of like subdue the rest of them, and Spike goes to kill Buffy, and he says something like, oh, I would have loved to have taken you as a slayer, but this would do fine, or something like that. Yeah, meanwhile, Giles is kicking Ethan to shit. And he's like, how do we just drop the curse? And he's like, smash the statue.
And he's like, oh, duh.
Yeah, so Giles...
The statue with the creepy, glowy green eyes. That's clearly the center of this guy's ritual. Ah, of course.
So Giles does that, and then he turns around and Ethan's scarpered. But as he does, the spell ends, and Spike, like, he went to grab Buffy's hair and he's going to kill her. Then he lifts his hand away, and it's a wig. And then Buffy's back, and she's like, hi, honey, do you miss me?
Kapow!
Yeah, she sucker punches him. Mini scarpers as well.
Yeah, she sucker punches him.
Mm. What's a sucker punch? Well, I put my fist in my mouth and then I punch you with it.
And I punch you with my other hand.
Yeah. We didn't have another name for it, but the short bus punch was just deemed offensive. Yes. Willow wakes up in her ghost costume, like across town.
Oh, yeah. She takes it off and then it's like...
she feels all in power because she's been...
across the street.
And Oz sees her. And we hadn't said that because it's not really important, but every time he sees her, she's like doing something like unusual, it seems. So he goes, who is that girl? And then he sees her walk across the front of his like van in like a sexy costume. And he's like, who is that girl? I was like, I love like the slow like burn of this, that he's like noticed her for a while now. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Angel was like to Buffy, why was you dressed in that costume? She's like, I wanted to dress like the girls from You Liked Me, You Were Young.
And he was like, I hated them.
Yeah. I like the gypsies. And she's like, oh. So he likes that she's strong and kicks butt.
Yes, she can kick his butt.
She could.
If she wants.
Yeah.
If she's comfortable with it.
All that she wants. Is to kick his butt. And he's gone tomorrow. Yeah. And then next day, Giles goes to Ethan's shop and it's deserted.
Yeah, but he's left a little calling card.
Yeah, what did he say? Like, see you soon or wish you were here.
Be seeing you. A place in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that we get some kind of indication that Giles does actually know how to fight.
Yeah, very much.
Because he's like, oh, yo, I see Ripper's still in there as he's like kicking his ass. So it's like, because up until then, the fact that Giles is Buffy's combat teacher is just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, okay, all right, fair enough. Go, all right, Giles. All right, Ripper, calm down.
So yeah, and it fucking brings us to the end.
Yes. Brings us to the finish, to the close.
Yes. I open at the close.
Ooh. I say.
Amazing. Anyway, fucking hell. Come discover us on Poorly Read Pod. Not on Poorly Read Pod. That's what you're listening to right now. So you already discovered us.
Yeah, so don't do it again. I mean, actually, no, do it again.
Yeah, do. Come find us on Instagram at Poorly Read Pod, where we post memes and other cool things.
Sometimes worthwhile things.
Yes.
But often not.
Yes. Either way... we like to pollute your feed. Come visit us at patreon.com/poorlyread, where we give the Poorly Read treatment to your favourite films. It's 2 episodes a month, and it's $3.99 a month. Value for money.
That was great. Yes, we also got some fucking Mitch.
Mitch?
Over at... poorlyred.redbubble.com. Cool designs on some cool stuff over there if you want to check that out.
Yeah, and then give us 5 stars and a cool review on the Apple Podcast app. Helps people find us, discover us, and just good hearing from the fans, I guess.
Yeah,
hearing what they think.
Yeah,
only when it's positive though.
Oh yeah, we want to live in a complete echo chamber.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Anyway, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And Buffy's been Ruffy.
Me.